The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program. What lies ahead for America? What do you as an individual see in America? Where do you think we are right now, morally and spiritually? Where do you think we are economically? Do you think that we are standing on solid ground in any way you view our nation? Well, I'm sure anyone that remembers what is now being called the old America is very concerned for our nation, and rightly so. But there's more living today that never knew the old America than there are that do. So the new America continues to grow, America continues to change, America's troubles continues to increase. A nation that calls ourselves a Christian nation are seeing problems pile up, and those that know how it was in the old America are very saddened to see America going downhill, and that is exactly what is happening to our nation. We America are confused. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to even begin to solve one of our problems, much less all of them. I ask the question, what do you see for America in the immediate future? What do you think will happen in the near future to and in America? Do you think we will or can do anything to put a stop or even slow down those mass murderers? Will more government intervention, more laws that erode the freedoms of good citizens solve or even slow down these heinous crimes? You can expect more gun control laws and regulations to be put in place, and who knows what other burdens will be put on good citizens. How much more red tape will we have to go through when you go to a public place such as schools, government offices, when you fly or travel by rail or bus? What kind of red tape and regulations will be forced on you just to buy a license or to renew your driver's license so you are legal to operate your vehicle? What kind of proof will you have just to get a job? On and on we could go. But the point is, just as it has been for many years, is that whatever we do, whatever decision or actions our nation takes, will not change America for the better. It will not change our problems, my friend. It will not solve our problems. President Obama said in his prayer vigil address that we need change, and I think most of us would agree to that. But will physical or financial change and more regulation by Big Brother, more laws on the book that erodes our freedoms, solve the problems of mass or serial killings? Our heart goes out, our heart cries for those parents and others that love those little kids so much. Even if we didn't know them, our heart still bleeds for them. Our prayers are with and for those hurting so severely. And we all know such crimes and even worse can happen almost any time. And we all fear they will. And we may be involved in the next one. We fear these things, my friends. There needs to be some changes made in America. The president said he would do all within his power to make those changes. I wish our president and all our leaders of America knew and understood that the change which needs to take place is in the heart, the mind, and the attitude of everyone in our nation. There are no laws or regulations which men can pass that will or can accomplish that task of converting, changing the mind, because it is a spiritual problem that is causing all our evils. Yes, it is a spiritual problem that has and is causing all the ills mankind has and is going through right now. How many laws are on the book? I doubt if anyone knows. But have all the man-made and man-given authority to enforce all those laws solved the evils and fears that we are living with? I have been saying publicly that this earth is a dangerous place to live, and that is becoming more evident as time goes on. What has happened to America, the nation where everyone wanted to become a citizen years ago? I doubt that people are as eager even to visit America, much less become a citizen of the United States. This mass murdering of our little innocent kids in this elementary school and the adults by one individual, and all the other killings that we have been seeing for many years in America in public places, makes you feel unsafe anywhere in our nation, even in our own home, in church, in a public courthouse, or anywhere. And we don't get over one mass killing, one terrible problem now until we hear of another one. Just a day or two ago, you heard about that one in New York, where this man was killing firefighters as they rushed to a fire to put out a fire. Again, I ask, what has happened to us as a nation? Our nation wasn't founded with the intent to become a crime-ridden nation or a social welfare state. Our founding fathers believed in obeying the God, the one and only true God and creator of the universe. They knew they needed the help and the blessing of this great being. This great creator God that promised blessings for obeying his word, his laws, which he gave to regulate man's well-being, which he gave to mankind for a guide in building a good peaceable society and world. Don't we wish we had a peaceable world and nation? What a value it would be. We would love to see a world free of all the evils we have. Such a world is coming. Yes, a change of heart, mind, and attitude is coming. Peace is coming. Mourning for loved ones will end. There are laws on the book that existed from the foundation of the earth and perhaps even before. Yes, even from eternity. God lives by those laws. They are laws of love. They are spiritual laws. They can't be erased from the book. They will never die. They can't die. They can't be destroyed. And God promised that if you live by them, you as an individual and as a nation or the world would reap blessings if you live by them. God told Adam and Eve and the pre-flood world that, and the post-flood world, and the entire nation of Israel that. My friends, if you really care about America, I'm sure you feel just as I do. You could cry your heart out because of the conditions we see in America today. Don't you wish our leaders in Washington, D.C., and our representatives there could see and understand the moral and spiritual condition of America and begin to lead our nation back to God? That is the way to begin solving our mass killings and all other evils that we have. Is there anyone in Washington that cry and sigh for the afflictions in Israel or Joseph, which are America and the British people? I want you to notice an end-time prophecy to our nation in the book of Amos, chapter 6, verse 3. Amos, chapter 6, verse 3. It says this, "Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near." Speaking about the fact that we won't admit we are headed for more trouble and we are traveling a path of doom and won't change our ways, won't turn to our God, the true God, because we don't want to obey the word which God gave us to live by. So we go on in our wicked ways, ignoring the right path, and keep telling the populace that things are going to get better, that we're going to solve this, we're going to solve that, and not even caring about knowing the right path, and really not even wanting to hear about the path of righteousness. God's way, which would lead and guide our nation to begin solving our many ills, even these terrible killings like in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. We don't care about hearing the way to solve them. Obeying the laws of God that He gave us to live by would produce a peaceable society. You would think everyone would want a healthy place to live, a safe place to live. It makes me wonder why the leaders of our nation doesn't encourage their citizen and those working in government to get in line with our Creator. Well, I actually know why they don't. Because they don't want to change their way. They like to control. They like power. They like money. They like prestige. They don't want to give any of these things up. They are like the average person. They love self, their own lifestyle. They don't want to obey God. Now, maybe they don't know to, or maybe they are deceived, like most are, to think that their way is right. They might have a goal in mind that doesn't fit with the Word of God or the way of God. Maybe they would rather stay separated from God. Well, for whatever reason, anyone doesn't want to obey the Word of God and teach others to is beyond my grasping, and especially if you are over people or the whole nation. we are on a disastrous course, and we will crash. The whole world is going to crash, but America will crash at least 3 to 5 years before other nations do. That's what your Bible says. You need to listen to this, my friends. America will crash 3 to 5 years before other nations do. That's what your Bible says. Notice Amos 6, verse 4, continuing here with Amos' prophecy. Says, who lie on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall. God is speaking about people and especially leaders of the nation, and no doubt spiritual leaders as well, at least that claim to be spiritual leaders. God says they care more for self than their nation, wanting to live the good life, ignoring the problems that we have. Amos 6, verse 5 continues, who chant to the sound of stringed instruments and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David. They continue to live the good life and not really too concerned for the welfare of the nation. Verse 6, notice this, who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Not grieved for the afflictions of Joseph, the condition, the spiritual and the moral condition that Joseph is in, and that means the United States and the British people. My friends, I am grieved to my heart for the afflictions in Joseph, and I hope you are too. I hope you're grieved enough to begin turning your life over to God and asking God for help. Yes, they live the good life, but are not grieved for the afflictions of the nation. All this is aimed at and for the United States and the British people. Joseph is just the ancient name for America and Britain. Now I'm grieved about this terrible, useless, senseless killing of those little kids and the adults. So is our whole nation, and rightly so. But my friends, there's something wrong with a nation when we aren't grieved for the senseless killing of our unborn innocent little babies in their mother's womb. There are no standards, and look at what it has produced. Because we don't have a standard to live by. We have a standard to live by, God's Word, but we have rejected that. So we have no standard to live by because we have rejected that standard. So we create more government, bigger government, more laws and regulations, and we create more problems. And it is all because we have rejected those eternal laws of God, which would lead us out of our many ills. Our society, this nation that we have, and this world that we have, that we're living in, is a result of the society that mankind has produced following Satan. It is the culture that we have produced. I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program, and we have a couple of booklets that you should read. If you are concerned for America, you need to get those booklets and read them. Number one, Call to Revival. Call to Revival. You need that booklet, my friends. And number two, North America Listen. And my friends, we need to listen. We need to listen to God today as never before because we are fast approaching the end of our rope. Call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. or order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.